Earlier this month at Whitehorse Middle School, a white teacher allegedly pushed, punched, and pulled the braids of an 11-year-old black student. Superintendent Jennifer Cheatham says the latest incident prompted the letter, which says the district has failed. Last weekend, parents, teachers, and community members brainstormed long-term solutions to racism in the district. Sabrina Madison helped organize the meeting. She says Cheatham did not attend, but some of their proposals appeared in the superintendent's letter, like a tool for reporting discrimination.
The system says, we know what's better for you. We're going to take the thing that you propose and do it ourselves without you.
She says this co-opting is a common experience for people of color in the area. Madison says they plan to keep meeting and organizing for change in the district and community. Phoebe Petrovic, Wisconsin Public Radio.